everyone. You are tuning into the AfterBuzz TV coverage of Miss America. We are going to be talking all things Miss America 2.0, especially the lack of swimsuits. Stay tuned. You definitely don't want to miss it.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, AfterBuzzers? We are here to talk all things Miss America 2019. It is Miss America 2.0, and they made that very clear last night. I'm your host, Danny Golub, co-host. What's
up?
It's
your boy, Jay Lamar, and all I do is win.
What's going on? It's your girl, Brittany Q. Hill, my little invisible crown. So excited to be on the show.
And yeah, Brittany participated in some pageants herself, so we are going to have some great insights. Miss America went through a ton of changes this year. They basically said that the annual competition is no longer necessarily a beauty pageant, but rather more of a job interview. And especially during this Me Too era, they eliminated the bathing suit portion of the competition. They added a red carpet. It was very much about the women themselves rather than what they looked like.
Which was dope.
It was great. I really, really loved it. A lot of back and forth on Twitter, though, about whether people liked it, didn't like it.
Well,
we're going to break it all down. It really was, though, a new era of Miss America. On their website, they said the competition reflects a greater inclusiveness, giving more women the opportunity to earn scholarships and compete for the job of Miss America. And you said, like, you've competed before, and it really is a job. Like, these women are dedicating their whole life.
It is a job. A lot of people go into it thinking that it's just all glitz and glam. You're going to be on the red carpet. Yes, all that is a part of it. However, it is a job. You are going to charity works. You're doing speaking engagements. It's a job.
Yeah. Oh, it is. And the amount of charity that they do, I mean, I just follow Miss America on Instagram, and I see... Mm-hmm. Last year it was Kara, and she was literally day after day after
every day.
Every day.
It's around the clock.
Yeah, it really is.
And it's a lot of unseen stuff.
You have no idea. There's a lot that goes into it.
Mm-hmm. Spoiler alert, if you didn't watch, we're about to reveal who the winner was.
Spoiler alert.
The winner was Miss Nia Franklin, and she is from New York. Ooh. She is just
gorgeous.
I mean, gorgeous.
Drop dead.
So, like, I might be a little biased because she was representing the state of New York. She's actually from my city, Winston-Salem, North Carolina. Yep. So, shout out to putting the city on the map.
Yes. Yep, she is. And she couldn't be more, like, well-rounded as well as gorgeous. What a great representation for this first time to have a Miss America 2.0.
Yep.
She was the perfect person. And that's Kara crowning her last year as Miss America.
This is my favorite moment.
Yeah, it's emotional. It's very sweet. She was the first for this new format, which is a big deal. And it will be interesting to see how it's different this year than it has been in the past.
Yeah.
And how it's similar. But I think that she is going to be a great, great First
2.0.
First new Miss America. And what's interesting is Miss America has been Miss New York for the 4 out of the last 7 years.
Wow.
Yeah. Which is crazy. So if you're really interested in pageants, maybe you should
move to New York.
Like the good luck charm. But the top 15, we had Miss Minnesota in there, Miss D.C., Miss Idaho, Miss Wisconsin, Miss Nebraska, a lot of Midwest, you know. Miss Oklahoma, Miss Alabama. They really did cover the map. Miss California wasn't in there, so too bad.
Can I just say that California is actually one of the most challenging states to compete in.
That's the one that you competed in, correct?
I did, yeah, but I did the USA system, but I did compete in California, and it's tough. Yeah. Competition is thick. California is, and a lot of girls actually will leave the state of California to go and win in another state.
And I wonder how it works, though, because could Nia have competed for North Carolina, but she chose to compete for
New York? It works is that you have to be a resident in that state for 6 months. So I can leave here and go to North Carolina, but I would have to be a resident there for 6 months before I can compete in that state.
What's the difference between the two competitions, between Miss America and Miss USA? For like our new viewers and for me.
Yeah, so the stigma is the USA organization, Miss Universe organization, is the sexier pageant, whereas Miss America is more scholarship-based. You don't get a scholarship. Well, I mean, it just depends. You don't typically get a scholarship with Miss Universe.
Miss USA proceeds and goes forward to Miss Universe, whereas Miss America does not.
Right, and then the Miss America system is usually scholarship-based.
Okay.
Yeah, so I think they even took that another step further this year, and Twitter was really back and forth. There were a lot of people that were very here for it. One user said that she was proud to be watching with her daughter. But another, you know, I was just scrolling through Twitter, and another said, you know, 2.0 isn't working, let's get 3.0. Like, I think some people missed the super glamorous beauty aspect of it. What I did like that, I think it is part of Miss USA, but Miss Teen USA, they had like a athleisure portion of it rather than swimsuits. So they had them wearing, you know, like workout clothes.
Fitness gear.
Fitness and showing like strong bodies.
Which is good for the teens.
Which is good for the teens. And, you know, I do still wish, though, that there was a little bit more body diversity in America. Because while you have other kinds of diversity, there isn't a lot of body diversity. Yeah. You know, like a lot of the women are still, regardless of whether or not we're looking at them in a bathing suit or not, they all are fit. And they're like super thin. And not to say that if you aren't super thin that you're not fit. I'm saying that I would like to see more inclusion.
Think, especially with representing a country like America. You're representing America. Mm-hmm. These are beautiful women, but they don't represent the true women within our country. These are beautiful women. Mm-hmm. But I wish, like you said, we had a diverse group of...
Because there's beauty in all sizes.
Absolutely, 100%.
I would like to see maybe next year a little bit more of that, because I think they are taking the steps, and the pageant world, I'm sure you can attest to, is very rigid and very traditional in its ways.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to see that they're taking some steps in the direction of inclusivity. I would like to see even more in the future.
I would too. I would like to see some Nicki Minaj bodies, some Cardi B some bodies, curves. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Some Kelly Price bodies. I want to see all that in the Miss America pageant.
That would be interesting. Mm-hmm.
It would. And because I think because modeling has become so much more inclusive, I would like to see it in, because a lot of these girls are also models.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes, they are.
And so it would be nice to see a little bit more of that. And there was some controversy also surrounding the talent portion. But first, Miss New York was, I mean, across the board, everyone said her talent was just by far the best. She did an opera of Quado Menvo, which is the opera from the opera La Boheme, which Twitter was just, like, legit dazzled by her vocal talent. We have a little bit of a video of it right here. I'm not sure if we could hear it super well, but she, I mean, also just this dress that she wore during her performance was also so amazing. She does, and her skin is just glowing.
Look at that dress.
And she knew how to work it, while she was performing. I mean, everyone was just literally shook by her talent.
I want
to
hear her voice.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Excuse me.
Yeah, yeah. Pretty impressive. So,
wow.
Yes.
Sometimes with the competitions, you know, some of the talent is halfway there, I would say.
Yeah.
Hers on point.
Hers is, she's not just like an average opera singer. She is the real deal.
Yeah.
She's really, really good.
You can't fake that talent.
She ain't lip syncing either.
No.
Oh, no, they can't do that up here. Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, yeah, I think you get the point. But some, I mean.
She's mesmerizing. She just grabs you and reels you
she
in.
She is. And look at that. She's working her face, too.
She knows what she's doing.
With a little finger.
That color of that dress, that's a popular color of the weekend. That was Cardi B's color this weekend.
It was. It was a fashion week. But yeah, she also knew how to work her color. She wore that bright red. She wore the white that she wore at the end. We saw her in her winning gown earlier.
Beautiful
but
on her skin tone.
She knew what worked for her. And, the controversy, though, surrounding the talent portion on Twitter was, like I said, while we would like to see even more body types included, a lot of women who would like to be able to compete in pageants said that the talent portion is really limiting to people who can, like, do, like, singing or dancing or something that can be done kind of in 2 minutes, whereas, you know, female athletes or female, you know, scientists or something, like, they would love to be able to showcase talents in that way that maybe aren't necessarily... I remember last year in the Miss America pageant, one of the girls was a nurse, and they did show a video clip of her, I think, like, talking about an experience she had as a nurse. Like, I would love to see more of that, too. Like, what if there was, like, a, you know, badass soccer player or something. Right. Like, I think that there it is kind of limiting to, I hate to say it, but like very stereotypical female talent.
I like them to be relatable. Like, last year I watched it with the nurse. I love that. Or like some, like if they're a school teacher or something like that, I like those relatable moments because I feel like that's us relating to American women.
Yeah.
Exactly. We have working women here who do a vast variety of different jobs.
Yeah.
I like to see that.
It limits them to being only able to perform things that are like stage appropriate as opposed to like you said, a soccer player. What can you do with that?
Yeah. So unfortunately that portion of it was kind of like limiting, I guess. But at the same time, as much as they're calling it more of a job interview now, like, it is still a beauty pageant, and there is that portion of it that is very traditional, and there are other spaces for talented people to showcase. Like, I mean, they can't go to the Olympics to, you know. So I think, I mean, while I agree, I also think it's important to kind of showcase what they do.
I love hearing this as a job interview. I would love to wear a ball gown.
Yeah, it's your job.
Honey, listen.
To a job interview.
Every day.
And twirl in.
Yes.
Another very buzzworthy moment. Miss Michigan, when she introduced herself, you know how they all get up in the beginning? She made it political, which, you know what? All here for it, because that is what 2018 is about. Let's have a quick listen.
With 84% of the U.S.
fresh water, but none for its residents to drink. I am Miss Michigan, Emily Thioma.
Yes, what a way to use your platform, though.
That's absolutely amazing.
It is amazing, because Flint, Michigan, you know, there is no water. And it's become like a left and right debate, when really it's about this state has 84% fresh water, but there's no water for Flint. The residents to drink in Flint. And I think it was amazing that for her moment, she could have literally said anything like, hi, I'm whatever, from whatever. Doesn't matter. Emily got up there and she said something to make a difference.
Platform. That was awesome.
And you know what? And I think that that's what this competition is about. It's not about winning. Like, she won by doing that. You know what I mean?
I would love to see her continue to be a spokesperson for the state of Michigan in regards to the Flint water issue. It's funny because, honestly, week after week after week, you hear about the Flint water crisis.
It's been like a year,
but nobody talks about it. Last week at Aretha Franklin's funeral, somebody got up and spoke and said one of Aretha's final thoughts was that she really wanted somebody to help the city of Flint figure out the water crisis. So it's like, week after week, we keep hearing about it. Like, what are they going to do about it? So I would really love to see her take this platform and completely run with it. Yeah. That was awesome of her. Yeah. That was dope.
Yeah, it was. And, you know, even to become the local Miss Michigan, she had to do a lot of charity work. And I think that's, like, been her focus. And so I was really glad that she was able to bring that to the forefront in her moment. Because, you know, when you get up on that stage, you don't know if you're going to, how much farther you're going to go. You don't know if you're going to get any moments to say anything. So she took
that moment.
Took the moment and ran with it, which I really respect. And while I think it was political and important, I don't think it was like overkill. I don't think she was like shoving anything down anyone's throat. She said a fact, and that was it.
Yeah,
and it was something that was important to
her.
And
the reason why it was so smart of her is because, like you said, they don't know how far they're going to go. But let's say she did make it to the top 15, she just made herself stand out completely.
Even more. That's the girl even more. About the water crisis.
So now the judges are watching this girl.
Not only are they watching her, it's like, we're all talking about Nia, but we're also talking about Emily. Everyone's talking about Emily because she was the one that did something different last night. And, you know, I think that's what's so special about these competitions is it gives people who don't necessarily have a voice.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I thought that was really special.
Way to use your platform, girl.
Yeah, good job.
Yeah, and I love that. And I think that so many... not just girls in pageants, but, you know, when you're on national TV like that, you're afraid of doing something like that because, it is so traditional. It is kind of rigid, and people are very set in their ways. Mm-hmm. And so I think it was cool that she stepped out of the comfort zone a little bit and did something different, you know?
She stepped up to that microphone, baby.
that she did. Do you want to, I think you have a quick word for
us. You know, speaking of stepping up to the microphone, it's my turn. After Buzz, our network produces after shows for nearly all of your favorite after shows. From dramas to reality TV to sci-fi and so much more. There's no network that works harder than we here at AfterBuzz TV. Mm-hmm. But we need your help. We're asking that you please subscribe to one or more of our YouTube channels. By subscribing to our channels, YouTube will suggest content that tailors your exact need. And it will also help AfterBuzz grow. Mm-hmm. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, you can turn them off. You don't even need them. So hit the subscribe button right now and check out our other AfterBuzz TV channels right now as well. Let us know what you think in the comments. And thank you so much for making us here at AfterBuzz TV the ESPN of TV talk.
Thank you so much. That was beautiful. So back to this competition. I'm interested to see, you know, each year whoever gets the crown of Miss America picks some certain organizations really to focus on. Yeah. And in one of her answers last night, Nia did mention that she is offering herself as an example for, like, healthy body image and, like, promoting, you know, like, a strong body and not, like, something super skinny. So I wonder if she's going to do something in that realm. She also, in her acceptance speech, spoke about her dad being a survivor of cancer. And she thanked all the women behind her. So I wonder, you know, I think her dad had lymphoma, if I remember correctly. So I think it'll be interesting to see, like, what she does going forward. And, I mean, like you said, the woman who wins this is putting in a lot of work. It's a lot of time. It's a lot of, you know, and not only her, but all the other women, they still represent their state for the rest of the year.
You know, that's what I said. I would love to see a follow-up show.
That would be
like
cool.
Like, 6 months down the line of all the participants. And to see, like, if they're still continuing that philanthropy work.
That is a great idea.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what are y'all doing now? You got the title.
Yeah.
You didn't win Miss America, but you still won Miss California. Yeah. So, like, what are you doing to uphold
idea.
That title? Yeah. You know, I'm a producer and content creator by heart. So, can Amy call me?
The organization. question. That's amazing.
So what do you guys think of this new format in this, in the Me Too era? Do you think it's appropriate that they, especially as someone who's competed, do you think it's appropriate that they eliminated the bathing suit portion completely, or do you still want to see something like that in this kind
of
competition?
I appreciate the changes because they're taking the pressure off of having to have this perfect body. However, one of the things that I did appreciate about the physical fitness portion, which is also known as the swimsuit portion, is that I wasn't usually in the gym. You know what I mean? I'm naturally thin, so the whole working out thing would never appeal to me, but because I was competing and I knew that I was being critiqued on my body, it kind of enabled me to get in the gym and to be healthy and be fit and make it a lifestyle. So that's what I appreciate about it.
Okay.
So maybe not so much eliminate it altogether, but not place so much emphasis on that particular competition area.
I missed it. I'm not gonna lie. You know,
you're not alone because a lot of people on Twitter were saying, I've been watching Miss America for almost an hour and a half, and no sight of actual Miss America. Yeah. Was what one user said because I think that's what people are used to.
Yeah, I'm 50-50 torn on it. I wish that if they didn't do the swimsuit portion, if maybe all the girls or they didn't want to do it individually, if all the girls would have came together and maybe did something in regards to fitness, maybe a fitness workout for 20 minutes, like yoga or something like that, in front of national TV to show that we're all fit, but we don't have to wear bathing suits to be fit. We have our cute little yoga outfits or something on. Yeah. I wish I would have did something like that to still emphasize the importance of being healthy and competing for the
what
title.
I do miss about it was the confidence that it exudes because even I think if you, like you said, if they did wear a sports bra and yoga pants or something and if that were to include more body types, I think that would be honestly so cool if you got a bunch of girls up there who all look super different, backgrounds, ethnicities, body types, and got them all in the same workout outfit.
And did a workout. Nike could have supported that.
Not even necessarily workout, but just did some poses. I don't know. I think that showing that sort of confidence and showing that you can be okay wearing whatever you want and no one can call you any names for that. I think that that portion of it also is important to show young women. And I don't like the critiquing of people's bodies. I think it should be embracing. And I honestly think it would be interesting to incorporate it in the competition, but not necessarily have it go towards your score.
I would say, and I don't know because we didn't watch the preliminary competition, but I think it would have been cool to eliminate it for the prelims. That way the finals are not based on your body type. But once you do make it to the finals on that stage, now you can show off your body.
And it's not even the body. It's so funny that you say that because it's when I watch it and I've watched the swimsuit portions in the past, I'm rarely looking at their abs and their legs. I'm looking at she is glowing. She is fit. She is strong. Or she looks empowered. Up on that stage, strutting her stuff in that amount of clothes. There is something empowering about that. And there's so much, on social media right now of people of literally all body types, the whole free the nipple, let's be out there, embrace your body. I think that there is something to be included with that, I think, if it had more body diversity.
I agree. And, for me, I watched that portion just to look at the swimsuits. I love the swimsuit fashion. Yeah. And I was like, oh, this year, maybe, because, the high-waisted swimwear was in.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, I would love to see them in high-waisted.
And you get the chance to really show and kill that runway.
Yeah.
Because the evening gown portion is a little bit slower.
They play fun music central. For the bathing suit portion. Yeah.
So like I said, if they would just did a special segment and maybe took 10, 20 of the girls and just did a cute little special segment, what do you do to work out?
Yeah.
Or something like that would have been cool.
Or what do you do to feel healthy? Yeah. Or feel empowered or feel strong?
Yeah.
Yeah, I do like that. I think it would be interesting to see if they keep it this way in the future. I think it's also going to be interesting to see if, Miss USA starts to go this way. Because like you said, that is the sexier of the two competitions.
Is
this going to impact other pageants? Is this going to impact local pageants? Because while I know Miss America is not doing it that way, I know that the local competitions are still doing it that way.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
So I think it'll be interesting to see the trickle-down effect that this has. And if, going forward, more pageants are going to be seen as more of a job. And, because I think that it is a really incredible thing that a person can do.
Yeah.
But for some reason, it does sometimes have a negative connotation.
It does.
I think the same way that sororities have a negative connotation sometimes. Yeah. I did one and I did more community service than my friends in college did, who didn't do one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think that it has that same, and I don't know if that's because it's women or whatever, but I think that there's something to be discussed there about, how it is a real job. And I think it's important that they did bring that to the forefront.
Yeah. A lot of the negativity comes from people who don't actually really understand what goes into the competition, preparing for the competition, interview preparation. And I will gladly say that because of my my time in pageantry, that's what really owned my interview skills. I can walk into any room for any interview and I know I'm going to nail it because I had that preparation, that training.
I mean, it's amazing. Yeah. And the two hosts last night were Ross Matthews, who we love here at the Ask His Own.
Hey, Ross.
And then Carrie Ananaba from Dancing with the Stars. Mm-hmm. So I love that they had them two too. They were like really playful and fun. Yeah. And, you know, they also had a moment where they poked fun. They're like, this is Miss America 2.0. Like, we're going to stop saying it. We know there's no bathing suits. Like, because they knew that people were going to be a little bit shook by the fact that there were no bathing suits, and that's why a lot of people.
You know, what would have been cute though if them two would have came out in swimwear.
Like, been since, so funny. Like,
right, since they
we got it covered.
Right, since they can't compete with it, we can. Right, that would be cute.
It would. Yeah, I think that, but I think that them two did a really good job like keeping the show moving. I'm always so nervous at the end now too, after the Steve Harvey thing with Miss USA. I'm like, I think we you do sure? have. I think we do
reading
have the winning
is fundamental.
The winning moment here. This is the last. It's the last.
It's my favorite moment.
I mean, like, I just get like filled with joy when I watch too, because it's I'm nervous, even though I know who wins. Like, I'm nervous watching this.
It's so nerve-wracking.
But I really do believe that like they are happy for each other. So much I think of women is like, you know, putting them against each other. But I don't feel like this does that. I feel like these girls really do have each other's backs.
Yeah.
And Carrie and Ross are here, and they're joking at this point, being like, you know, let's cut to a commercial break.
I'll tell you one thing, those faces are painted.
Those eyebrows on Miss America.
Yeah, and I mean, her white dress.
See her reaction, she's like, she kind of, I feel like she knew she was going to win. There's no, look at, she's like.
Or maybe she was just shocked. I don't know.
I think she was kind of shocked. I think you just
look
like,
at this. Look, see how she, no. She knew she was going to win.
Oh, her parents
between
are.
The two, she knew she was going to take that home.
I mean, yeah, her speech was really beautiful. She said, I feel really blessed right now. I want to thank God because without him, I wouldn't be standing here. It took a lot of perseverance to get here, and I want to thank my family. Mm-hmm. She talked about her dad's cancer. She talked about all the women behind her and how they've had such a wonderful week together. And this is a tradition of Kara, who is last year's Miss America, pinning the crown onto this year's. And she
wonder what kind of bobby pins they use.
She heavy-duty ones to keep that crown safe.
Who were the judges? Because I just glimpsed Layla Ali. Was she one of them?
I think she might. I think she was either one of the judges, but she was not. They also had a pass. They also had some past Miss Americas on the panel. But she, so Nia said she has New York grit. She's moved over 5 times because subletting is so expensive. And she just talked about how she was like a real person, you know. And she, living in New York takes hard work. And she came
just like
up,
LA.
She came up on a fellowship because she's an artist. And she just like wants to share her platform and be an advocate for the arts and students to have a quality education.
That's awesome.
So I think that she's going to do a lot of great work this year. And I'm excited to see what's to come for her. And I'm excited to see what's to come for her after her Miss America career, because so many of them have gone on to do such amazing things.
Yeah.
Like, whether that be, you know, some of them have gone on to be like lawyers or doctors or, you know, politicians or work in TV and they're hosts or whatever it is.
I think it creates a wonderful platform. Mm-hmm. This is an amazing beginning for her and all the other Miss America contestants. That first year means a lot.
Yeah.
You have an opportunity to prove yourself like no other. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited to see how she'll prove herself. And like you said, what's the next chapter after Miss America?
Yeah.
Because you have to think about it.
You do.
Because as time winds down, you know, this time next year, you're done.
So I think it'll be really interesting to see what she does, and I'm really excited for her. And I think they couldn't have, based on what I watched last night, I mean, they couldn't have picked a better person to be the first representation of this new platform going forward. She seems like someone who is going to be a great leader in the community. And I also think that she's not the type of girl that you would look at maybe outside of this and you wouldn't know that she does the pageants. I think that's like what's so interesting is, you know, you look at all these women and how different they all look and all the different backgrounds they come from. And like you said, like there can be like a bit of a stigma attached, but it's because people don't really know.
Yeah.
You know?
I wonder what the Miss America salary is.
I don't know if it has a salary. It must, because they're talking about it
like
it is a job. Well,
again, it's mostly scholarship-based, so they do get some money, but it goes to
like I know that second play, the first runner up, which is very confusing terminology. First runner up, she got $25,000 in scholarship. The fourth runner up got like $10,000 in scholarship. So I think it's like for continued education. I think Miss America though, because she doesn't get to go back to her job for the year and do school that year, I think she must get some sort of stipend.
But then they're endorsed too. I guess
they are. And a lot of them, like, you know, I'm sure every time she makes an appearance or her travels,
she gets paid.
I'm sure
she gets paid.
So, and I know that like the money probably goes directly to the Miss America Foundation because, again, they do a lot of really good work. And so, yeah, I'm really excited to see what she does. And it was fun watching, and I'm excited to see how it impacts future pageants and other pageants, you know, and Miss America going forward. And I hope it motivates some young girls, like, of all different shapes and sizes to get in there and try it. Or even if not this, like, get up there and try something that's out of their comfort zone.
Exactly.
Because, like, life's too short, you know, to not get up there and try something new.
And if you don't get anything from it, what it will do is boost your confidence for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a really good point. So whether it's, you know, trying out for a team you didn't want to try out for, or, you know, trying out for the school play or doing a pageant, whatever it is, like, I think it's just embracing whatever it is that you want to try. And
I think the most interesting thing is by them taking out the swimsuit portion, that means that they're willing to succumb to some type of change to accommodate what's going on in society.
Yeah.
You know, with the Me Too movement, they said, okay,
that's
you know what?
Yeah, that was their main argument.
We're going to move away from the bathing suit portion. So to me, it's like, okay, what other doors are they willing to open? And what the doors are they willing to close to accommodate what's going on within our society? I think that's a very smart move. It's a very conscious move, and it's a very respectful move.
I agree, and I think it's like baby steps, you know? Like they made this small change this year. I don't know if that change is going to continue to next year or if it will be that change plus other ones.
That's what I'm thinking.
I think that with the pageant community, making any sort of change is challenging.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that they knew they had to do it in a small steps.
Yeah, kind of.
So I think that this was a good first step. And as you said, it'll be interesting to see
where
I would
love to hear the girls behind stage. Like, were they looking forward to the swimsuit portion?
Yeah, or,
you know, I read a BuzzFeed article. A lot of them did comment on it beforehand, like on the red carpet. The red carpet portion, I guess, was now 20% of the competition. I think that was where the swimsuit portion once was. A lot of them talked about it on the red carpet, and they talked about how they were, I don't know if it was because they were media prep to say this, but they were all very on board with this new method.
I mean,
none of them really said anything otherwise. I think they obviously were on board with it because they were doing it, and they were probably were like in the moment, and that's what they were being told was happening. But I'm sure a lot of them had to do the swimsuit portion to get to where they were.
I think that it was genius, though, that they chose to incorporate the red carpet portion, because a lot of their year is going to be a lot of, you know, press. You have to know how to conduct your interviews, what how to respond, what not to say. So I think that was genius.
You know what would have been dope if today they would have threw a pool party?
Yeah, that would have been really something. I think that's kind of all we have from this. But it was they made that announcement in June that they were changing it for, you know, September. So it'll be interesting to see over the course of the next year if they make any more changes.
Or if they even keep this change.
If they do, that'll be really interesting. Well, thank you guys so much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Anyone wants to continue the conversation with you guys on social media, where can they find you?
You guys can find me on all social media platforms at I am J Lamar.
And you can find me on all social media platforms at Brittany Q Hill. That's B-R-I-T-T-N-E-Y.
Our local beauty queen.
And you can find me everywhere on social media at Dani Golub. Thank you guys so much for tuning in and chatting about Miss America with us. We will see you next time.
See you later, guys.
Gotta do the wave.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the host only. Do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.